USA News, I'm Dave Collins. He's Speaker of the House no more.
The yeas are 216. The nays are 210. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
The motion to remove him, initiated by Representative Matt Gaetz, gained support from a few Republicans and Democrats. After the vote, Gaetz said Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise would be a good replacement. This marks the first instance in U.S. history of a speaker being ousted. Jury selection is in progress for the trial of FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried. He faces federal charges including wire fraud, security fraud, and money laundering, to which he has pleaded not guilty. If convicted, certain counts could lead to a 20-year prison term. Former President Trump and his associates, including his two sons, were in a Manhattan courtroom for a second day in a civil fraud trial. Trump again blasting prosecutors on his way into the New York courthouse this morning.
This case should be dismissed. This is not a case. And she should probably be dismissed also.
They are accused of inflating property values for better loans and insurance rates. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers nationwide are in negotiations to prevent a three-day strike. If an agreement isn't reached by later tonight, the healthcare workers will stage the largest strike in U.S. healthcare history this week. Student loan repayments have resumed. Republicans have thwarted attempts to continue a moratorium that began during the COVID pandemic.
I don't know of any reason why people can't continue to pay their student loans on time.
That's Senator John Cornyn from Texas. He says President Biden acted illegally in forgiving student loan debt. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A national emergency alert test is set for Wednesday. According to FEMA, every TV, radio, and cell phone will be interrupted with an emergency message about 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Officials say the one-minute test is similar to an Amber Alert or warning issued by the National Weather Service. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been ousted. The vote came despite a passionate plea from Oklahoma's Republican Congressman Tom Cole.
The overwhelming majority of my party supports the speaker that we elected. We're proud of the leadership he's shown.
A handful of Republicans joined Democrats to oust McCarthy. The push was led by Florida's Gaetz. The judge in Trump's civil fraud trial has imposed a restricted gag order. This ruling followed a Truth Social post by Trump targeting the judge's clerk. The order prohibits all involved parties from making social media posts or public remarks about the judge's staff. Joe Jonas and estranged wife Sophie Turner are slated for a January 2nd trial in the Manhattan federal court for the custody dispute over their two young children. The Game of Thrones actress initiated an emergency lawsuit to relocate the children from New York City to their permanent residence in England. The couple married in 2019 and are the parents of a 3- and 1-year-old. Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot drawing is worth $1.2 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.